Good morning, Nicole Barola.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
So we've just gone through this contentious election, and I know I have a lot of relatives who just can't stop thinking about it, talking about it, whatever their political views. What do you recommend for that person who's just all about politics these days?
I recommend fiction, always fiction. I think that taking a step back from the political landscape right now, especially over the holidays, is a really great move. So I think what I would recommend for that person might be a kind of strange novel by Yoko Tawada. It's called Memoirs of a Polar Bear. She's a Japanese novelist who lives in Germany, and it's the first book of hers that I've read. The novel's divided into three parts, each of which is told from the perspective of a different polar bear. It sounds a little ridiculous, but I think she does a really nice job of weaving between the mundane and the surreal. And parts of the novel are based a little bit on real facts, but she has this great way of imagining what a polar bear might be worried about as an author or a circus performer. So it's a little bit of escapism, but it also has, I think, some serious critiques of life under Soviet and East German regimes. And it thinks also about humans and the way that we treat other animals. So
these polar bears have inner lives.
They do. They do. Very rich inner lives, actually, which is one of the things that's so fantastic about the novel.
Now, I love giving books as gifts because a lot of people just don't do that anymore. So often I'm the only person handing out books at the holidays. But I find myself in the bookstore wondering, which one should I pick? So that's why it's wonderful to have you here because you always have such great ideas. And you're always reading things that are a little bit off the beaten path. So what's your latest book obsession?
My latest book obsession, actually, and this is something a lot of people are recommending and reading, but Colson Whitehead's The Underground Railroad just won the National Book Award. Totally deserving. Amazing book. A kind of imagination of things that are unimaginable in ways that I think are really compelling. I also used to read a lot of Don DeLillo and stopped for a little bit, but his most recent novel, Zero K, is totally fascinating. It's mostly about a son and a father and the father's wife who is terminally ill and wants to be cryogenically frozen. But the book is really about the relationships between the characters, and it thinks also about end of life and technology. But kind of quintessentially DeLillo, the language is really interesting, and the way that he realizes the premise is totally fantastic.
And for people in your life who maybe aren't so into fiction, can you recommend a couple of nonfiction titles?
Yeah, so I just started reading Deva Sobel's new book called The Glass Universe, How the Ladies of the Harvard Observatory Took the Measure of the Stars. It just came out at the beginning of December, and it excavates the little-known history of women computers, which is what they were called. And they were employed in the mid-1800s by the Harvard College Observatory to interpret astronomical data collected by their male counterparts. So the book is really fantastic, and she pulls out the different kinds of contributions that each of these women made to astronomy. And also she talks some about the women benefactors whose financial support underwrote the activities of the observatory. So her writing is fantastic. It's really great, great book.
Oh, great. That sounds something my mother would love. I'm
yes,
going to order
yes.
that for her.
Yes. I read also over the summer Andrea Wolf's book about Alexander von Humboldt, The Invention of Nature. So that's a much longer book, but it tracks Humboldt as he travels in South America, collects specimens, starts to learn things about different kinds of ecologies. And it's a book that I think does a really nice job of tracing the historical underpinnings of some of the ways that we think about the natural world. So that's another one I could recommend.
Now, as we come to the end of 2016, this is, of course, a time when you start hearing a lot of best of the year lists. So, Nicole Marola, what are some of the titles on your best books of 2016 list?
Sure. Louise Erdrich's recent novel, La Rose, fantastic. Very moving, very disturbing in certain parts. But I think it was one of the most astonishing books I read this year. Helen Phillips, who I think is not very well known, she has a new book of short stories that recently came out called Some Possible Solutions. What else? So another novel of the 2016 that I really appreciated was by A. Egoni Barrett. It's called Black Ass. It might not be for all readers, but the premise is that a man wakes up one day, used to be black, an African man. He wakes up, he is turned into a white man, and is white everywhere except for his hindquarters. And it traces the way that he moves through his daily life suddenly now as a white man.
Interesting. It sounds a little bit Kafkaesque.
Yes, yes, it definitely is.
Well, Nicole Marola chairs the Department of Literary Arts and Studies at the Rhode Island School of Design. Thanks so much for these wonderful book suggestions.
Absolutely. Have a great holiday and happy reading.